Welcome to This Wondrous System, a podcast for people who want to participate in building a better world and are looking at the Baha'i Writings for mission-critical support. This is a quasi-structured program dedicated to excursions of thought. Think of it as an airport, a place grounded in solid construction from which we can take off in all directions, seeking connections, adventure, meaning. Picture a terminal, seaport, space station, a base camp, any hub that facilitates our exploration but also welcomes us back after we've been out there braving religion, philosophy, and change in the form of every imaginable crisis. Each week, this is what to expect. We engage a sentence at a time with a compilation of 35 quotations titled The Universal Crisis Affecting Mankind. The first 12 quotes are assembled under a subheading called The World's Current State of Disorder and Confusion. Now, while these were written between the mid-1800s and May of 2020, the compilation itself was published in September 2020. But we aren't limited to input from last year. The universal crisis is ongoing, so from time to time we'll bring in current, real-world examples of progress along with fresh guidance, because this wondrous system is also ongoing. Every 9-minute episode has 3 segments. First, reading the Baha'i quotation. Second, someone with no authority or intention to interpret the quotation for you or anyone else allows us to listen in as they interpret it for themselves, responding with their own understanding, feelings, and experiences. It's a monologue, or as it's called these days, a rant, which is a positive term. Sometimes it's me, sometimes a guest. Third, we close by reading the very same quotation again. Today, I'm your host as we take up quote number 2, written by Abdu'l-Bahá. Gradually, you will come to know him and the authors of all our quotations, but for now, it's fitting to mention that Baha'is the world over are in final preparations for the centenary commemoration of Abdu'l-Bahá's passing. Yes, 100 years ago, on November 28, 1921. Before leaving us, he wrote this. Start quote. O ye lovers of God, the world is even as a human being who is diseased and impotent, whose eyes can see no longer, whose ears have gone deaf, all of whose powers are corroded and used up. End quote. That's a vivid image. It instantly illustrates our entire world as an integrated, single entity, and then puts us in touch with the distress it is undergoing by using an analogy we can all relate to, a weakened, broken, and sick human being. In a heartbeat, our empathy for the planet and all of humanity can skyrocket. For those wishing to follow this depiction into the present, you'll find 2 links in the episode notes to contemporary organizations that are also using the body-earth metaphor to explain the planet's condition. There are surely many others. In today's world, over 100 years later, many readily grasp this metaphor. Something else in the quote arrested my attention. What was that at the very beginning? That first 5-word sentence, Abdu'l-Bahá prefaces his analogy by addressing it to us as the lovers of God. Why did he say that? Is Abdu'l-Bahá acknowledging that we are God's lovers or reminding us to be God's lovers? Will identifying us as lovers of God help us understand his message and respond with actions? Am I, a lover of God, on a daily basis, hour by hour? I want to be, but I've not found a way yet. I self-edit and delete mention of God from normal conversation because it's just not cool to reference God outside of select trusted relationships. And this is ironic given that in my greater culture, recognition of the term God is 100% universal. And so is the idea that we are loved by God and can love God back. And yet it remains an uneasy subject that typically can't be enjoyed with the same comfort we have around discussing material things. Also, we've witnessed each other on the receiving end of someone's attempt to influence us with their enthusiasm for God, and seen how it can have the opposite effect. Consequently, out of a mix of respect, fear, and cowardice, I've sidelined God into a private place, rather than go there with others and risk making things worse. So when I read, "O ye lovers of God," it did give me pause. And in that space, I saw that the opportunities and forms for this love are infinite, infinitely infinite. From this more expansive perspective, escaping the gravity of myself, it seemed that Abdu'l-Bahá is gently connecting us to the very energy source that has enough power to affect real, lasting change and help us emerge better than ever from this universal crisis affecting mankind. It's love. And for a refresher on love, Abdu'l-Bahá lays it out, starting with, "It's certain that love is the secret of God's holy dispensation." And by the way, a dispensation is a system of order, such as, yes, this wondrous system. He goes on to say, start quote, "Love is heaven's kindly light. Love is the cause of God's revelation unto man. Love is the one means that ensureth true felicity, both in this world and the next. Love is the light that guideth in darkness. Love is the living link that uniteth God with man. Love assureth the progress of every illumined soul. Love is the vital bond inherent in the realities of things. Love is the unique power that bindeth together the diverse elements of this material world. Love is the supreme magnetic force that directeth the movements of the spheres in the celestial realms. Love is the establisher of true civilization in this mortal world." Final quote. O ye lovers of God, the world is even as a human being who is diseased and impotent, whose eyes can see no longer, whose ears have gone deaf, all of whose powers are corroded and used up.